This podcast is intended for a mature audience as it contains adult language and can get rather intimate. So grab a cocktail, find a safe place to listen, and make sure your kids aren't around. Hey guys, it's Garcelle Beauvais and welcome to my podcast, Going to Bed with Garcelle. Grab a cocktail and get ready for some grown and sexy conversations with me and some of my closest friends. We're talking sex, life, relationships, did I say sex, and everything in between. Tonight, I am going to bed with a woman who is bold and smart and funny. Listen, it is Chelsea fucking Handler. Hi.
Hi, Garcelle. I can't wait to go to bed with you.
I can't wait to go to bed with you. And the other person I'm going to bed with is my friend. She's an actress. She's a comedian. She's a host. She brings Southern charm wherever she goes. I'm talking about Trish Sir. Hey, Trish.
Hi, you beauty. I'm so geeked to be in bed with the both of you. This is joyful.
That's joyful. All right, guys, what is your drink of choice tonight? I am having a little bit of Prosecco.
Yeah. I am having I'm having a Belvedere with, or I think it's Belvedere with some lime LaCroix.
And that sounds
refreshing, by the way. I'm doing Casamigos and straight lime juice on the rocks with some Tabasco.
There we go. Ooh, Trish.
Very nice, Trish. So wait, Trish, obviously, everybody knows Chelsea, but do you know Chelsea in a different way?
Yeah. Chelsea and I have done hard time together. We, like, when we both drove shitty cars and sat on sidewalks and waited for time. Like, we've done real time together. And there's a few people on this earth I cheer for constantly, like I do Chelsea Handler. So she's the real, real damn deal. And I love the show.
I love that. So you guys were both in the show Girls Behaving Badly. How badly were you guys behaving? Do tell.
Well, it was a hidden camera show. So
yeah, we were behaving pretty badly. I mean, I remember there were a couple of skits where I peed in my pants from laughing so hard because it was so stupid what we were doing. Like once I was doing makeup on a baby that was about to be born.
What?
And I was a makeup artist that was getting ready to put makeup on the actual baby as soon as she shot out of the vagina. So that was very hard to keep a straight face.
Yeah. Chelsea, why are you so bold? Why are you so free with your body? Obviously, I follow you on social media. How do you keep those boobs so perky?
Well, I want to know. Honestly, I wear a bra to sleep every night. And Trish, I'm sure we've had sleepovers at some point in our lives together. So she can probably attest to it.
They're real and they're natural, honey. They're hers.
And,
all the way.
And they're bouncy and jubilant. And you know what? Yeah. I have learned to embrace and accept them and share them with the world. So, I keep them bouncy because I haven't had any children and I wear a bra to sleep. And that's the truth.
Yes. Wow, that's really, really interesting. Back in the day, didn't women sleep in their bras for that very reason?
I mean, somebody must have told me at some point to sleep in my bra because I wouldn't have gotten that idea on my own, you know? Yeah. And I got my boobs, they came in overnight once when I was like 13. And at the time, it was too much to handle, right? So like having them out while I was sleeping was more of an inconvenience than packing them away. And then once you do that for long enough, it just becomes uncomfortable to sleep without a bra.
I do the same thing. I've slept in a bra always. Same. And I haven't had kids, so they kind of stay where they're at. So I don't know. Maybe it's
Trish,
secret.
We're going to need to see them, okay?
Yeah.
Girl, I'll show them to you anytime. I'm Garcelle. I don't give a fuck. But I feel like the rest of the world doesn't need all that mess.
Everyone's warmed up to mine already.
Yes, they have. How are you so free? I mean, we all have insecurities and things we want to hide in lingerie or a sheet. How come you're so free?
Well, I just don't take myself very seriously. I mean, it's more of that and less of like free. I mean, I like that it pisses people off, so I continue to do it. You know, I like when people get all twisted about me because I'm not trying to be sexy. I'm trying to be funny. You know, skiing down a mountain with a margarita and a joint topless is not like sexy. I mean, I'm sure some people think it is, but
I was about to say, wait a second, sister.
That is very sexy. And invite me next time.
You can come anytime.
Yeah.
Chelsea, I heard you talk about this and I have a story. You talked about men talking about their balls. There was a neighbor of mine next door
great guy. I wanted to fix him up with a girlfriend of mine. And she went on a date with him. And on the first date, he said to her, I only have one ball.
Well, that's better than two, right?
He wanted to get that business.
And she was like, why would he tell me that on the first date?
I know, men, it's like they don't get it. They don't understand. We're telling them how to behave and they're not listening. It's like there's no situation where you need to bring up your balls ever us.
Ever.
And not even if we've been dating for 2 years, I still don't even want to talk about it.
You know what? What about dick pics? I don't think women find that sexy. I think that's like men are more visual and they want to see maybe a vagina, but I don't want to see your dick unless it's going in me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even really want to see a penis when it's about to penetrate me. I would rather just feel it. You know, it's like some things are better felt and not seen, just like some things are better seen and not heard.
Beautifully said.
All right. I just.
Thanks, Trish. I was like, wow, that came out smooth.
Yeah, it sure damn did. It sure damn did.
There's a new thing, you guys, that I just heard about that women are putting they're taking coins like pennies and freezing them and then putting them in their vagina as a coolant. Have you guys ever done that? Would you do that? Is that crazy?
Wait, what are we cooling? The inside of our vaginas?
Yes, it's a vagina cooling system.
Oh, for inflammation. Oh, you mean after you've had sex and it's sore?
Yes.
For that purpose?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Yes.
Cleaned, frozen, inserted.
Is there something cleaner besides money?
That's a great question. This is post-COVID. I don't think anyone should be putting coins in any of their orifices. Yes.
Thank you. And we're running out of coins anyways.
Yes. Yeah,
we're also running out of orifices.
Yeah.
How's your new man, Trish?
He's the best.
Your new husband.
Chelsea, I got rid of my first husband. She enjoyed that one, but she vaguely remembers that one.
Great that you're already remarried with somebody you're
into.
Thank
you. He's the business. I know.
You miss a day with her, you miss a year.
I know.
You do.
Yeah, the first one was darling. He just wasn't my person. It's fine.
Oh, yeah, I remember him, of course. Wait, tell me about your new husband.
New husband, 10 years older than me, and a bass player, former rocker, just the shit. He's the shit. Great sex, great conversation. We laugh our asses off. I couldn't have. It's divine. You know, when you're like, screw this shit, I don't want to be with anybody anymore. I don't want a man.
Yeah.
And then this son of a bitch shows up, and I was like, damn.
Wow. Well, I'm where you were when you met him. So maybe someone will show up like that for me.
All
I want is to laugh my ass off with someone. That's all I'm asking. I don't even care if they're cute anymore.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
And they have, to have good sex. Because I was ready to be like, okay, I'm going to be alone with cats. Screw this shit.
Why are we single, Chelsea? We are funny. We are smart.
Fierce.
We are doing things. What is happening?
Well, wait, what are you both looking for? I need to what do you want in a man?
You know what every girl's looking for. You want to laugh. You want to have great sex. You want somebody who's going to go on the journey with you. I have kids. They have to love my kids. They don't need a dad. They just need a friend. So how do we do it? Chelsea, are you on an app?
I've been on Raya a bunch. I've talked about that. And I've been like, you know, I've hooked up on that. I've dated guys from Raya for like short spurts. Nothing serious.
Really?
Yeah, so that's a good app.
I just joined.
I'm not anti-apps. I think apps are great. Yeah. Like, you know, everybody should do what they want. Work as hard as you want to find someone. Like, how important is it to you, right? For me, right now, I kind of have that attitude like, wow, if you're not going to be a huge addition to my life, then it's a distraction.
Exactly.
So when I divorced the old husband and I sat down and made a list of all the things I wanted in a man, and I was painfully specific all the way down to like a solid ass FICO score, because I can't have somebody bringing my crap down. So I was like, everything, you know, if you're going to go half with me on life, what's that look like? Right. And then I sat down and put a star next to all the things I am. And I was not all those things. And it was an ugly scab to pick for myself.
That's so then I started healthy.
That's what I had to take a look at. No, but you know, you're sitting there making this magic list. And then I was like, okay, well, what are you? And when I realized I wasn't all those things, I was like, let's back into this, sis, because this is not a dream sequence. So I started doing the work on the things I put a star on. And then he showed up literally 5 weeks later.
Wow. Okay, Chelsea, we're doing a list tonight.
Well, I did make a list. I made a list like two years ago with my girlfriend. And yeah, no, nothing happened. But I haven't gone through with it and starred the traits that I hold, because I'll do that as soon as we get off this. Here, wait.
Yeah, okay. I want to know.
Let me find it. It's in my notes section. Okay. Hold on.
I love it. It's in your notes. I love that she has the pins in her notes.
Oh, future husband. Here it is.
Okay. Okay. Oh, great. Okay.
Future
okay.
husband. Oh, no. That's a joke. 1 second. Here we go. I found it. Okay. I found it. Look at this. Okay. You guys shut the fuck up and listen to this. Okay. Please bring me a man who is strong physically and emotionally. I'm strong physically and emotionally. Check, check. Someone who is not afraid of risk, but also puts me in my place. Check. Someone who values equality, humor, and who keeps me feeling alive. Yeah. Check, check. I want a man who I can ski with. I love skiing. Who I can travel with, and someone I can be silent with. I want a best friend. Ooh, this is deep, you guys.
I love that.
It is good.
Oh
yeah.
Oh my God.
And then it goes on and on. But like, you know, basically, yeah, I'm going to go through this, what you just did, Trish, and star the things that I am, star the things that I'm not.
I love that. I think I want the same man, except I don't want someone who skis because I don't ski.
Same here, Garcelle. Yeah, right. I can lodge like nobody's business. I'd be the best bitch when you get back from that ski lift, but I'm not.
All you guys will have to learn how to do is apres. That's all that matters in skiing.
I can apres.
Is apres.
I got your apres.
Love it. Okay. So besides 50 Cent, have you dated any other black men?
No, but I want to date a black man because that's where I'm headed, definitely. I mean, yeah. I've had it up to here with white men and this fucking bullshit. So I am like at the end of my fucking rope. I'm like, listen, we need to all focus our attention. I don't know. I can't tell you how many. On black and Asian men. You know what I mean? We need to run towards them and give them the gifts of love. And I mean, seriously. So... I mean, so many of my friends are becoming lesbians now, like, you know, in middle life lesbians. I'm like, men are turning us off so much that we're turning against them and toward each other.
That is so damn true. But for me, I think it's going to be a white boy summer for me. I'm sick of the black men.
Wait,
I need a break.
What happened?
Oh, girl, please. Please. You know, all kinds of like, at a certain age, a woman shouldn't dress the same way. This guy didn't want to choke me because he had just a bunch of shit.
Wait, he had issues with choking you?
He had issues with choking. And I don't want to be choked out and pass out. I just want to be choked a little bit.
You just
want
to be choked the regular way.
Yeah. Yes. Comfortably choked.
Exactly. Okay, guys, drunk sex or high sex? What are you into?
I would take high sex because drunk sex, I mean, really... It's fine. We've all had it. It's just tedious on every level. You don't want drunk sex dick either, by the way. That's tired too. You're like, I can't. But high sex, depending on the level of high, you're fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Most things I do I'm better when I'm sexy. High. And performing sexually, girls, is one of them.
I love it. Wait, Chelsea, I'm going back to black men. Do you think they're better? Do you think they do have bigger dicks? I was married to a white man, but I've dated black men.
I mean, I've been with a lot of black guys. I've been probably with like 8 or 9 black guys. And I don't know if anyone had a small penis. Oh, no, that's not true. Yeah, I had sex with a black guy that didn't have a big penis.
Did you make him feel uncomfortable about it?
No. I was too young to know how to make a man feel uncomfortable.
But now,
now I've got no problem with that exercise.
Oh my God. Chelsea, I loved your HBO Max special Evolution. I mean, the way you do your thing is amazing. And then on a serious note, that documentary you did about white privilege was phenomenal. Did you just wake up in the middle of the night or one morning and go, I'm going to do this? Or has this been something that you've thought about and felt like you had a privilege?
Yeah, I think
it was awesome.
Well, thank you very much. It's very meaningful for you to tell me that. I appreciate it. When I went to therapy, I discovered just how entitled my life was and how, you know, privileged I was. And I hadn't really recognized that in the same way that I was able to when I was 40. I was able to actually take stock and think, okay, what are you doing? Who are you helping? Are you making a contribution? What is your goal here? What is your purpose in life? Are you just here to collect checks and be stupid and silly? Or do you want to be meaningful? And so at that time, I wanted to just pivot everything I was doing and do stuff that was actually provoking conversation. And that was mindful of my own position, right? To have the ability to even make a documentary at Netflix is a fucking privilege. So what am I going to do with that opportunity? Am I going to go and do a whole series about all the different treatments I get done to my face? Or am I going to go make a, you know, documentary about something that will provoke a lot of conversation and confrontation, which I like confrontation because it's a great gateway to more knowledge. You know, you got to be brave and have conversations that are uncomfortable.
Amen.
And also take risks, you know, on behalf of like all of us, take a risk.
Yeah.
So I feel very passionately about doing things like that, projects like that, even when everyone tells me not to do it.
Of course. No, keep doing you. Keep
doing you.
That's what we love. That's what is inspiring. Please keep doing you. Let's get back to sex. Are you guys dominant or submissive? Chelsea, I can't imagine you being submissive.
Yeah, I can't imagine it either, but I feel like it's more of a 50-50 thing. I'm not dominant. Like, I definitely like to be, you know, I like a man to make a move. I like to be felt, I like to feel like, you know, really feminine and girly in those interactions. Like, I don't want to be in charge of that, but sometimes you have to be, unfortunately, which is like such a buzzkill.
It really is. It really, really is. I agree. Okay. Psychedelic sex. Chelsea?
Oh.
Are you open to that?
I like the voice you asked me that. You're like, are you open to that? am I open to psychedelic sex? I'm sure I've had sex on mushrooms at some point. I mean, it would be mathematically impossible for that not to have had happened. But I don't remember it standing out, no.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Trish, what about you?
I was this like Nancy Reagan just say no kid. Like, I bought into the bullshit. I was the dumb bitch that hung a contract on the refrigerator and my family scattered like cockroaches. And I was like, sign here. Like, everybody's like, got stuff to do. So I bought in for a long time and was like overly righteous for no good reason. And then realized that my type A was actually much better if I was controlled with, you know, any form of THC that was like monitored, not out there getting a mess. Mushrooms are a different story. Anything psychedelic is a different story because I am constantly afraid I'm going to be the one, like, again, the Nancy Reagan child. I'll be the one kid that overdosed and I'll be the poster child for everybody.
Right.
The cautionary tale. She was literally over there designing houses and making people laugh. And the next thing we knew, she did shrooms once and was dead in the street.
Trish, you leave the drugs to me, okay? I got your always. Back on this one.
Always. And that's why I love the shit out of you yet again. Always.
I don't know. I'm so afraid of snakes that I feel like I would hallucinate a bunch of snakes crawling on me. That's I've never done anything more than weed.
That's so funny that you say that. When I went to Peru and did ayahuasca, I taped it for a special for Netflix. I did this series called Chelsea Does, and I am so scared of snakes. I have a phobia.
Me
like
too.
It's beyond being scared. So yeah, I can totally relate. And I thought the whole time, because when you go to Peru, there's all these pictures of anacondas everywhere.
Oh,
ayahuasca's intertwined with anacondas. And I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be the fucking moment. Like snakes are going to come at me and I'm going to be hallucinating. But I had no snake experience whatsoever.
Oh, thank
God. That was a big relief.
Wow. Would you ever try to confront your phobia? I won't.
Oh yeah. We went to this place in Peru and we were at this camp for like this lodge, outdoor lodge for like, I don't know, 4 or 5 nights. And I was there to confront my fears of snakes. And so our guide, you know, our nature guide, he had a machete on him in case we came across an anaconda. And I was like, okay, well, we need to go out and find one. And one night I was like, let's go. I'm ready. Like, you can just find an anaconda in the middle of the
night.
Like, I thought they were everywhere.
Just everywhere.
Yeah. So I tried to face my fears, but we didn't find one.
Never, I tell you.
No,
ever.
I'm that way with lizards. I'm petrified of a Komodo dragon. Like, I'm literally deadly petrified of Komodos. Like, they're going to come and kill me in the night.
I think
that's pretty, are huge.
I think that's a pretty reasonable reaction to a Komodo dragon.
Yeah,
thank you.
So too.
Thank you.
You're not crazy.
That's my-
Guys, you know this podcast is all things sexy, right? And you know what's really sexy? Clear skin. I'm obsessed with my skin. That's why I'm excited to partner with this episode's sponsor, Apostrophe. Apostrophe treats acne, and they can also help you hit your other skincare goals like reducing redness, wrinkles, and even dark spots. We have a special deal for our audience. Save $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/Garcelle when you use our code Garcelle. Now, this code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/Garcelle and click begin visit. Then use our code Garcelle at sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/Garcelle and use that code Garcelle to get your dermatology visit and save $15. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring the podcast. All right, guys, we're going to get into our nightcap. I'm going to ask you what you think of, the first thing you think of, weirdest place you've ever had sex. I'm going to say I was fingered on a plane.
I think you mean finger blasted.
Yes. technical term.
Yes.
The weirdest place I've ever had sex. Probably my parents' bed.
Oh, yeah, that would be
really
weird.
That was weird. Yeah.
They were away for the weekend.
No, I don't even think they were away for the weekend. I think I did it in some sort of like subversive attempt to be like, fuck you two, you know? Like I had a boyfriend. I was like, let's go fuck in my parents' bed.
Oh, my God. I can't even get through this.
Mine would be a bathroom at Universal Studios. Don't ask. It was weird.
Yeah, that
was
is
that
weird.
When we were filming my show, Trish?
Allegedly.
Not allegedly. Weirdest thing you've humped. I've humped a teddy bear when I was younger and I was trying to figure out, you know, my G-spot or, you know, masturbating. So a teddy bear.
Weirdest thing I humped would be like a wooden spoon when I was also learning how to masturbate at like 8 years old, because you could do it over your jeans. And I was so grossed out by my own vagina when I was a little girl that I was like, I want to do this, but I don't want to touch my vagina. So I had to get something that was really durable to do it over my jeans. So that's how we used to call it getting the feeling. And that's how I would get the feeling at my girlfriend's house. We'd all be like, do you guys all want to get the feeling? And we'd all like lie face down on the carpet over our jeans and rub.
You should come out with a wooden spoon line.
Yes, you should.
That's a good idea.
Yes, you're welcome. That's hysterical.
Mom was a pink panther. Mom was like your teddy bear. Mom was a pink panther because it had a durable ass nose. You remember how big the nose was on pink panther?
Yes, that's why I used the teddy bear.
Yep.
There you go. Okay, weirdest thing you've used for lube? I guess spit, if a guy does
weird.
That.
That's not weird. Everyone does okay. That.
Oh,
yeah, that's
they?
Common.
Oh. For lube, I don't want to brag. Oh, maybe some Cabernet. I think I've used Cabernet as lube once. Yeah, that was funny. It wasn't on purpose. We just spilled a bunch of Cabernet because I was joking about how gross Cabernet was. And then it got all over my vagina. And I was like, well, this seems like a perfect opportunity for us to start having sex.
I'm lubed and ready.
My Cabernet.
Oh my God. Trish, you're too busy laughing. Are you gonna get to it?
Please. I can't. Cabernet. I can't. Mine was coconut oil. It's not exciting. It was just what was on the nightstand because I was going through a very, you know, when you could back when coconut oil was for every damn thing. I was like, yes, and why not lube?
Oh my God. Okay.
So there we go.
The most outrageous sex you've had. I don't think I've had anything crazy. Yet.
I once had sex on we were at the Great Barrier Reef in Australia and I was dating a guy and we had sex outside our balcony, like exposed. We were exposed to the water and it was like early in the morning and we were on who knows what. And we were having sex outside, like on our little like, you know, patio, but then it fell over into the rocks and we fell off of that patio because we were like so hot and heavy. and that we fell onto rocks, first of all, and then continued to have sex on the rocks. And that was like, I was like, we are too, if we think this is hot, we need to go to bed. Like, it was beyond being sexy. It was gross.
That's like Cirque du Soleil kind of shit. That's
I'm
amazing.
Very flexible.
That's amazing. Chelsea, would it turn you off if a guy wanted you to peg him? It would turn me off because then he'd be my bitch. I don't know how you feel about that.
Peg him, you mean to fuck him with a strap on?
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't, that's not for
no,
me.
No, I wouldn't be into that.
No, I wouldn't be into that either.
No, no. That would not turn me on.
No.
Maybe I would do it as a friend, as a favor, but not somebody I'm interested in romantically.
Chelsea, do you want kids?
No.
Because I'm wondering what kind of mother you would be.
A bad one. Okay. I have two dogs and they hate me. So it would be a hot mess.
No, it would
You love those dogs. Are you kidding me? Those dogs live better than most third world countries.
I love those dogs. Those dogs don't love me back. They love my cleaning lady. They love her. They wake up in the morning and they wait for her to come and they run around the house in excitement for about an hour every morning. And the minute she leaves every day at 4 p.m., they both pass out like party's over. It's good night. I'm like, excuse me. Wait, hey, fucking assholes. I'm your fucking mother. I would be a very bad parent.
That's pretty bad. All right. I'm going to go to a question, a Twitter question at before I Cheeto. My partner will not reciprocate oral sex. And I am this close to cheating on him with someone else. What do you recommend? Why wouldn't he want to do it?
Why don't you just leave him then? That's a deal breaker.
Who cares why he doesn't want to do it? Because it's not interesting already. So game over. And they're not married. They're just dating. So instead of cheating, do the upright thing and break up and then go get someone to go down on you.
Anyone.
All day long. That's
right. And also tell that guy the reason you're breaking up with him is because he won't go down on you. And good luck with his next relationship.
That's
right. And then
he
might want to give that information up front so that she knows in the beginning that that's if that's a deal breaker, it's a deal breaker.
Yeah, I agree. The second question, at too much too soon asks, how do you know if marriage is in the cards for you? I'm still woefully undecided. I never said I was going to get married again after my divorce. My divorce was horrible. We had an open marriage. I didn't know it was open, apparently. And so I said I would never get married. And then COVID quarantine came around and I'm like, when I don't have my kids, it's kind of lonely. Maybe I would get married. So I'm actually more open to it than I've ever been in my life. What would you say to him, Chelsea, and me?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I really wouldn't put the pressure on yourself to even think that you have to do one or the other, right? You just have to be open-minded to different experiences. So if the opportunity presents itself to date someone fantastic, great. If it doesn't, you're also great. Like, that can't dictate your happiness, you know?
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Can you see yourself married?
For, as it, like, you know, as a one-off, sure. Like, I could see myself wanting to do it to say, you know, to one of those things you want to experience in life. Yeah, like I appreciate that I'm missing out on one of the biggest loves in life by not having a child. I won't experience that feeling and that connection that you have, but I'm okay with that. But I don't want to miss out on like being so in love with somebody that I would want to marry them, you know? I mean, I felt that way about a couple of boyfriends, but I don't want to miss out on that feeling either. So I do like to be open-minded, even though, you know, I'm a pretty happy camper in my single life.
I can tell. I can tell, which is a beautiful thing. All right, ladies, this is my favorite part of the podcast where you get to highlight someone who's made you laugh, who's inspired you. We call it, who do you want to go to bed with? So Trish, who would you like to go to bed with?
I would actually do Chelsea right now because you don't realize when you've done a bunch of life with somebody and seasons bring you in and out of somebody's life, but when you actually genuinely, authentically love somebody and you're like, they're the shit, that's this one. And I applaud the evolution because you have to know I've known Chelsea all around the world and And I love the evolution of Chelsea. That's the truth because, you know, we were dipshits in our 20s and you think about the things that you did that were not who you really were. You weren't standing in you. And the beauty of seeing someone be themselves is sexy as hell. And so you're like, yes.
I love that. That's beautiful.
Oh, that's so nice. Really sweet. I love you, honey. That's so sweet.
That's really, really great. Chelsea, who do you want to go to bed with?
I guess my gay assistant, Brandon.
I mean, why? Just because
he takes such good care of me, and he cares about my happiness and my well-being. And, you know, the other day, like, he was removing a chandelier from this rental house that I'm staying in. And I was just watching him, like, if I was going to have a man around on a regular basis, he would have to be that much of a contributor, you know, like, I was so turned on by him removing the chandelier, like, you know, the physical strength of that. I was like, oh, so
right,
confident.
Exactly.
That he's so confident and capable, right? And that he was like willing to, you know, do that. Cause I was like, why does he keep making that noise? He's like, oh, sweetheart, let me just take this down. I'm like, really? Take the chandelier down? He goes, yeah, no problem. And I was like, that's hot. And then I was just thinking, like, yeah, these kinds of things turn me on.
Who'd you go to bed with, Garcelle?
I'm dying to see In the Heights. So Lin-Manuel Miranda. I think what he's been able to do, like the fact that my kids, you know, could learn about, you know, history through rap is huge. Because otherwise I'd never get them to like pay attention. So I just think he's really talented and he's smart and he seems like a really good guy. So I'd like to go.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. Yeah. Ladies, tell people where you want them to follow you.
Go, Chels.
Follow me anywhere. Instagram, Twitter. You can listen to my Dear Chelsea podcast. You can follow me anywhere. I'm everywhere.
Trish.
And I'm at Trish Sir on everything. So just go hunt my ass down and you'll find me.
I love it. I love you guys so much. This means the world to me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed this show, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And you can help support us by leaving a review on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. The after party continues on my Instagram at Garcelle and on my Twitter at Garcelle B. And you can now watch our full episodes on YouTube. Going to Bed with Garcelle is an Orion podcast produced by Orion Television, Audio Up, and Beauvais Wilson Productions, distributed by Audio Up. Concept by Garcelle Beauvais and Lisa L. Wilson, hosted by Garcelle Beauvais. Executive producers, Barry Posnick, Garcelle Beauvais, Lisa L. Wilson, Sam Winter, and Crystal Liney. Co-executive producers, Cindy Levinson, Emu Zhu, associate producer Taz Beckford. Music from Extreme Music. The show was edited and mixed by Jeremiah Zimmerman.